Welcome to the Warrior Podcast. I'm Lillian.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Colin.
And I'm TJ.
Today we're going to be talking about the movie The Whale with Brendan Fraser.
Directed by Darren Aronofsky.
So, how do we all feel about this movie? Because when I first saw it, I really enjoyed it thoroughly. I thought it was a fantastic piece of work, but I'm not going to lie, it's sort of soured on me as time has progressed.
I cried during it. I thought it was very emotional, but I do understand where there were points in it where, like, I just didn't enjoy it. I did enjoy it watching it the first time.
I liked the movie overall. I thought the acting was very, very good. The story was okay, but my biggest issue was it just felt like an emotional drain the whole time. Like, it was just trying to be the worst thing possible that could happen to a person. Which, like, it made sense for what it was, but it was just, like, this guy never got a break.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It just, they really didn't give him anything good to happen in the movie to, like, give us hope for him. And it was just one hit after another. And then, I know Maddie was talking about this, but all the jokes that were made were at his expense. Like, whenever they did try and lighten things up, if it got a little too dark,
it just felt like we were watching someone dehumanize this man. And it felt inappropriate and kind of just painful to watch. I felt like a bad person watching it.
Of course, to give context, this film is about a man struggling with morbid obesity who is trying to reconnect with his daughter before he dies. And, it's thoroughly, like, unenjoyable, sometimes deliberately. That's definitely the point of the movie, is, like, you shouldn't come away feeling like, oh, that was a fun experience. It's definitely make you reflect on your own life and experiences. But I feel like when everything is so exaggerated, it's hard to really have a connection or think about your life, because you know that in any situation, you're never going to have as bad as a life as Brendan Fraser does in this movie.
Yeah, the character Brendan Fraser plays, Charlie, I feel like they should have, there were scenes where, like, he left his wife whenever his daughter was 8 to get with one of his students, which was an adult. It wasn't like he was getting with some teenager, but who was a male. And I feel like I wish they would have gone more into that. There was a scene where his nurse... Is that his nurse?
Yeah.
His aide, yeah.
Yeah, his aide and friend told a missionary about how her brother died, who Charlie, Brendan Fraser, was dating. And I feel like that scene could have used a cut of pictures or something with it, because that scene could have been very emotional, but I feel like they just didn't, like, I didn't feel anything watching it.
The movie squanders a lot of potentially emotional scenes, particularly I think the ending is the most egregious. Like, we all know, when Charlie finally dies or whatever, I felt a genuine tear forming. I was like, oh crap, this is the moment of the movie. But then he, like, starts ascending, and it looks corny and cheesy.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I start laughing, and then it's like, oh, well, now the entire movie's ruined. The emotional climax is just... done. It's dissipated.
I couldn't take that part seriously because the whole concept of it was just absurd. Like, imagine reconnecting with your dad, like, 8 years later and then watching him die in front of you.
Yeah, I found that kind of, like, not to be, like, really insensitive, but that is kind of funny. Like, you're, and your dad's reading you that, it was her essay.
I just thought it was so dumb that he ascends. Like, literally starts ascending on screen. Like, that was dumb. The computer call thing was fine. Like, I get its purpose. So, like, he showed himself to his students. But then why did he, like, throw it? And it was so, like, dramatic.
Corny, yeah.
It was corny.
It doesn't fit the tone to have, like, Brendan Fraser just whip his computer across the room. It's like, I understand that you're probably mad about your situation, but, like, it just doesn't really fit his character, per se. What that opening scene does do is it introduces the character of the missionary, who I thought was probably the worst part of the film. I think worse than everything else. Because, like, the audience spends a significant amount of time sort of, like, investing in the backstory of this character. And it sort of just does not culminate in anything meaningful. Like, the character just, really fosters this relationship with Charlie. He gets to understand him, feel sympathy for him. He's even, quote-unquote, saved by his daughter. And then at the last second, it's just all gone. It's all just thrown out the window, which, I mean, maybe someone can tell me if I just don't get it, but I just felt like that was a waste of, like, over an hour of story time.
No, I agree with you. It just felt like his story didn't end properly because he just kind of disappeared. And then out of nowhere, he decides to try to convert Charlie to stop, like, being gay.
His character arc felt more like a circle than an arc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He started out, like, trying to convert him, and then he went to, like, kind of understanding to an extent, and then, like, finally realizing, like, he could go back home. And at the very end, he tries to make him, like, Christian and not gay. Like, really? What was the purpose of that?
One thing that I don't think many people noticed real quick at the beginning of the film was that whenever Charlie got off the couch, he had a stain on his back in the shape of a whale tail. Did you guys notice that too?
I did not notice that.
I just saw the giant stain. I didn't notice that.
Which I will say, this is valid to say that the movie is very technically adept, and I think the movie looks good. I think that the lighting was excellent. The cinematography was good. The prosthetics were impressive. Like, I have no problem with anyone claiming that this movie is impressive. I just don't think that it's as emotionally deep as people make it out to be. Truly, Brendan Fraser's performance carries the film hard on its back. If Brendan Fraser was played by any worse actor, these emotional scenes would fall flat. No one would care about his daughter. It's just like, he is what makes the movie.
I feel like Brendan Fraser's past has also played a great role in this movie. It's kind of like a comeback for him.
He deserved an award, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely an Emmy contender.
Emmy's TV.
Oscar contender.
I agree with your point on the cinematography. I would also like to say, the only thing that I didn't understand, which I don't know if Maddie really understood either, was the broken plate with the crow outside the window. Like, I thought somebody broke it. That's what I thought happened. I didn't know what that metaphor was supposed to show.
I think it's just his effort to try to, like, live a normal life, quote-unquote, and, like, try to take care of at least something.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's, like, as insignificant as a bird, he still tries to care for the bird.
I took it as a way of, like, I found it funny that he cared more for this bird to feed than his own daughter. And then when that kind of shatters at the end, maybe it's, like, its way of saying that it's time that he needs to, like, step in for his daughter, like, try to help her be a part for what little time he has left. I don't know. Some of the, like, themes in the movie and stuff is definitely where it falls flat. That's the worst part of it.
I think for a movie that literally only has, I think, two scenes maybe, it did really well. Because, I mean, his whole scene was just the apartment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he also, there was, like, one scene, like, outside with the bus that the missionary was on.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, I believe, that's his name. And then there was, like, the bathroom, but that's still just his apartment. Like, they didn't go to see the trailer, like, where Ellie was living, which I kind of would have liked to see what she was living like.
I mean, I think that would have been interesting, but I think that the movie is primarily told through Charlie's perspective, and never being able to really leave the boundaries of his apartment, I will say, does add some, like, credence to the claustrophobia of the film and the isolation of Charlie. So I'm okay with not leaving the apartment.
I didn't like Ellie's character because I feel like they were trying to make the stereotypical teen that doesn't fit in, you know? And I just didn't really care for her at all. She was just always really mean to her father, which I understand, like, how you can be upset because he did leave her for 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, he left her for 8 years for a man, left his mother. I mean, he always paid child support, and he was raising money for her, but it was still, like, he was never there for her.
Her character does not exist despite Charlie, like an actual human being. It exists for Charlie. Her entire purpose is just to make Charlie's life in the film more miserable and to garner audience sympathy. It's not like the audience can actually, like, even though Charlie, what he did to her was wrong, leaving her for a student, it's not like the audience actually cares because all they can see now is this, like, pathetic sort of man just, like, getting abused by his daughter. And it's, like, that is going to resonate more with the audience because that's the only thing we've seen. That's the only thing we know, really. I mean, it doesn't really add up, per se.
I also couldn't stand how positive Charlie's attitude towards his daughter was, because she was just awful to him the whole time, but he kept telling her that she was this amazing person, even though she showed him nothing but hate. She tried to
kill him.
Yeah, kill him. She tried to, like, dox Thomas to his parents, even though it ended up working out. Her mm-hmm. intentions weren't positive with that, but Charlie still, like, praised her for doing that.
Yeah, I'm confused with that. Like, I don't think she was trying to help him. I think she was messing with him. Yeah. But I couldn't tell, like, did she have something for him? Like, what was that? She was, like, pestering him constantly.
I think she liked him. And I think she wanted... I think, like, she's... Like, her character, like she said, in the... like, she was, like, not liked in school and she was bullied, which... yeah, you would be bullied if you take pictures of dead animals and post it on Facebook. Also, who uses Facebook? That's like a teenager. Like, come on now. But, like, I think she was trying to, like, get him. I think she liked him. I mean, I think, Maddie, you mentioned that, too. Like, you think that she... I think she definitely had something for him. Like, just another guy. It freaked me out.
Yeah, like, her threatening him.
Yeah.
And then doing that whole thing with, like, recording him speaking and then sending it to, what was it, the missionary or whatever, he was a part of the family.
Yeah.
Like, that was weird. I also thought it was really weird with Dan, like, the pizza guy.
And oh, my God. Purpose of that. Yeah, what was so that? Bad. I like, mean, whenever he looked at, well, I feel that scene kind of, like, got me emotionally. It's just, like... Whenever he saw Charlie, he was just, like, the look that he gave to the audience. It was just, like, wow.
I feel like everyone in this film, like, treats Charlie... Okay, how do I put this? The movie unequivocally treats Charlie's obesity as, like, a negative thing. And here's the thing. If you see a man of Charlie's size, sure, you may give him a weird glance every now and then, but you're a pizza guy who's been delivering pizza to the same house for, like, how many years?
Well, he does it every single day.
Obviously not going to be this, like, fit athlete. Like, what do you expect? Instead of looking at him with that, like, sheer face of disgust and pity, it's like, come on. Like, it's just, like, you're just playing up tragedy for the sake of playing up tragedy. And it feels actually kind of comical when every single character in the film is just there to beat up on Charlie and make his life more miserable.
But maybe because you said, like, this is from Charlie's point of view, he just thought that that's how everyone saw him.
Mm-hmm. I guess the film could have an unreliable narrator if we want to go that in depth and, like, sort of make excuses. But I honestly think that's just a poor writing mistake more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I also didn't understand when Liz was kind of telling her story to Thomas, and then Charlie was just sitting in the doorway the whole time.
Like how did you not notice him?
Exactly. Like, literally, how do you not notice him? Like, he opens the door, and then he's just this guy sitting. This is when he's in a wheelchair, right? At this point. How do you not hear that? And you don't see this guy just sitting there listening? Like, if they did, that's such a jerk thing to, like, talk about this guy's dead boyfriend to this random missionary kid while he's listening to. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Good movie overall, in my opinion. I didn't enjoy it. It's hard to say whether, you know, you enjoyed it or not because of how depressing it is. I thought it was good, but it absolutely could have been better. And it was kind of just the dogging on a 600-pound guy.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, the character of Liz was probably my favorite part. Like, I actually felt like she was human.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She felt anger with Charlie for actual good reasons, too. And she, at other times, was, like, joyful. She had dimension to her, while every other character was, although missionary is, like, conniving. His daughter's just rude. And Charlie himself was just excessively positive for no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one note characters after each other. However, Liz, I felt like, conveyed more of the audience's, like, authenticity. So, how do we overall assess this film? I think, overall, I don't know, I feel like it was just really carried by the actual actors themselves, and I thought, like, there's, like, one or two interesting characters, and that's Liz, and I mean, like, Charlie's interesting, but not because he's, like, well-written, but more just because I feel like people can sort of understand him. I don't know.
But overall thoughts. Pros, I'd say acting, cinematography, the lighting. I thought it was perfect, like with what TJ said before, with how it's only real. Or maybe it was you, Lily. It was the one like location or mm-hmm. two locations.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was good. It made sense because it's like claustrophobic, like he is, like mm-hmm. staying in one spot. What else? When it was emotional, it was very emotional, minus the ending.
So it ruins it, yeah.
But the cons, the story is the character of was it Ellie, like his daughter, Sadie mm-hmm. Sings. She was a little rough. Like, you just couldn't relate to her. She's just kind of just awful to everybody.
She's not like a relatable teen at all.
Yeah. What else?
The missionary,
the arc was kind of confusing. I mean, I guess mm-hmm. it makes sense that he, like sometimes people don't make that full, like, character change.
That's true.
As a person. Sometimes people do go back to their old ways. But I have a feeling that's not what they were trying to go for. Because why would that make sense in the context mm-hmm. of this movie? So, I don't know. That's kind of a gray area I'm putting him. Because it's like you don't really know the purpose of it.
What about you, Maddie?
I just think it was nice to see this portrayal, but I felt like it was too negative. It didn't really mm-hmm. show him as a person. It just kind of showed him as like this disgusting thing that you were supposed to feel bad for.
Punching bag, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would like to say that people, there's a difference between being a kind person and just being a pushover. And you can't always feel bad for pushovers because they do it to themselves. And that's what he's doing in the film. I wouldn't say that he's a nice person, personally, because
oh, no.
he allows his friends and family, his daughter, to see him in that state, and that's a horrible, selfish thing to do. To die in front of your daughter, that's a selfish thing to do.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Also, with, I don't know, I mean, I get what he was trying to do to, like, make a connection with her and to mm-hmm. help her, or, well, at least try and make a connection before he passed, but to do it at that point, when you know you're dying, like,
yeah.
any second, that's yeah. pretty bad. Like, you know you have a week left to live, and you're like, okay, I'm going to contact my daughter, and there's a pretty good yeah. chance she's going to watch me die in person.
Yeah, if
and you... She's already messed yeah. up, like, really?
All right, I think we're done.
Yeah. Thank you for watching the Warrior Podcast. This was Lillian.
Maddie.
Colin.
And TJ.